Hello?
Yes, this is Jemiah with Roadside Assistance. I just wanted to call you to confirm where is the vehicle exactly located? Because that's something that the dispatcher is asking me and they're very concerned about. Like
It's at the Sunoco gas
that's what I thought.
station.
I said that. You're like,
Yes, the
well, how do you
Sunoco.
know that place is open to that time? And you know how
It's a
certain
gas station.
right, and that's what I said. A gas station is open 24 hours. So if it would
Exactly.
be after 7, if you can pick up the vehicle, that's fine. It's a
That's what he's
simple.
saying.
That's what they were saying. The only time that they have open is like after 7. But it's like even if that was okay, it seems like it's still a problem, for the vehicle to be picked up at a gas station. But then they said something about them having this same call earlier, I guess, from the last agent that was on the case, well, the dispatch case, and they must have asked about it, and I guess they kind of remember that phone call. So I guess they stated something about this phone call earlier about the same location, and like I said, it's located at the Sunoco. I said exactly what you and see. I called you back for something that I already kind of figured.
And then this is the same company that canceled the first time.
Right.
Is there someone else?
There is another company. This company is about 20 miles, about 19, 20 miles out.
Do you guys take suggestions, or is it just the people that deal with your insurance, and deal with the insurance?
It's the people that we are like contracted with that we
Oh,
go to
contracted.
first.
Okay.
Yes, those are the ones we go
Okay.
to first. And if it becomes in a situation where we have to go to another contractor, yeah, we will do so if it does get to that point. But we do, we can suggest that you can go to another provider.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if you will be able to still kind of like maybe if that service provider is one that's connected with your insurance or something like that, maybe they'll be able to reimburse you
Is
somehow.
this is Nations, right?
I'm sorry?
Nations, the roadside assistance with the Nations something. I'm covered for tow truck reimbursement. Because it's like the tow truck is taking forever, and the people that are not contracted are coming sooner than.
Right. So what I was saying is if you was to call another service provider, I'm sure you'll be able to submit that document to your insurance provider and
I
they'll be
can.
able to have that reimbursed for you. So you'll be able to get basically if that same provider is still connected with us somehow, as in the roadside assistance, you'll be able to receive a reimbursement from your actual insurance company for the services that you paid for, which are covered already in your insurance package. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. I got the information already because I had to double check just to see if I'm covered through tow truck insurance. Reimbursement, but I am, but I was just trying not to pay. So I guess I will be paying because this is taking forever.
And I understand that because it is a lot like basically the more and more I keep going through the providers, some of them get further and further out. And the ones that are further out, they're gonna want more, like a deadhead mile fee, or they're gonna want some type of fee or out area fee. So it's still gonna cost you.
Okay. That's
Yes,
fine, I'll
ma'am.
leave.
No problem. I was just going to ask if you want me to proceed or would you like me to just.
You could cancel.
I just wanted to make sure that that's something that you would like to do first.
Yes, thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a good day.
You too.